Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, you're very welcome back. Some lovely messages in there after Alana Gillen. Mess is morally neutral. What a great line. Fascinating interview. And someone saying, what a wonderful woman. So understanding. I totally agree with you. She was an absolute delight to meet Alana Gillen. What an extraordinary job she does. Now, last week when I wasn't here, Maura Duran, she had a discussion on the show about ageing, and we heard from her wide range of opinions and got a big discussion flowing here. So today I'm joined on the line by a civil servant turned model. She is 70-year-old Belfast woman, Anne Flanagan. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Oliver.
And congratulations on your new modelling life.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed. I must say, if someone had said to me 6 months ago that I would be talking live on RTE Radio about being signed up by a modelling agency, I would have said you were talking to the wrong Anne. I can't believe it's me.
It is definitely you. And I believe you're off in Italy at the moment, not modelling related probably, is it? This is off sunning yourself or...
Well, not sadly. I am home. I just got home with the weekend.
So. Oh, did you? Okay. Well, hope you had a lovely time. And that you got close to Milan.
Yeah, I had a lovely time. Thank you.
To Milan, where you belong now.
Yeah.
Tell us. You were going to say.
No, I was just going to say it's been bizarre and it's been great fun, and I have to pinch myself to actually believe that it's happened to me.
It's lovely. We'll find out just in a second how it happened to you. But tell us who Anne Flanagan was before you retired. Let's find out a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a wife and I'm a mother, and I worked for just over 40 years in the Northern Ireland Civil Service. Mm-hmm. I retired at 62. And I guess the first 2 years of my retirement were probably some of the best years I've had, because I looked after my dad for those 2 years and he was such a joy. And since then, I've just been enjoying retirement.
Lovely. Did you have, what area of the civil service did you work?
Well, I began work as a careers officer, so I was giving guidance to young people in schools.
Yes.
But I had a wonderful career, and I was blessed to be moved around a number of different departments.
Oh.
So I worked in industry-related departments. I worked in training and education. And my last job, I was corporate services director for land and property services. So I had a varied career and was blessed with all the opportunities I had.
It
was good.
A people person, obviously. So you're obviously you're enjoying your retirement there for a couple of years, I presume, having a nice time. And then along comes somebody, was it January of this year we were approached on the street?
It was January, and I was literally, I had been in time with my husband, and he had decided to walk home, and I was doing some shopping and then taking the bus. And I was walking past the front of the City Hall in Belfast, and this guy approached me. Now, I did see he had a camera, but I genuinely thought he was a tourist because of where it had happened outside the City Hall. And that's how it all began. His name was Chris Ward. He told me he had an Instagram page called Model Strangers. Mm-hmm. And he showed me his work and he asked if he could take a few photographs of me. It was bizarre, I suppose. But I think Chris is a very engaging person. And if anyone looks at his Instagram page, he begins all of his encounters with people by giving them a compliment. And he gave me a compliment that day. And I felt it was a genuinely given one. And I was happy to talk to him. And that's literally where it all began.
It's bizarre. There's this guy, he literally approaches people on the street. And
And then he talks to them. I mean, I know there are other street photographers, but I think Chris's is a bit different, because Chris tries to get behind the person he's meeting, and he talks to people. And it's fascinating, the stories behind people that we probably pass every day in the streets. You know, the aspirations they have, maybe the disappointments they've had, and just how they live their lives and what they've learned from their lives. And I think that's what makes his Instagram page so interesting. It's not just about how the person looks, it's about who the person is.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you have one of those approachable faces, if I can say that. You've got a twinkle in your eye. You've got a twinkle in your eye. And just describe it on air, because you won't do it, because I know you're too modest. You've got this fabulous crop of hair, like sort of whipped cream, white hair. I mean, you're a glorious woman.
And well, thank you very much.
It's great that they're celebrating this online. Isn't that right?
Well, I think I'm genuinely really privileged to be representing particularly older women, and I've been amazed and touched at the number of people who've spoken to me and contacted me since this all happened to me, and actually thanking me for being visible as a woman. And in fact, a lady stopped me yesterday when I was doing my shopping, and she said, "I just want to thank you, because sometimes I feel that as a woman who's retired, that I'm invisible." And I've seen that, you know, we shouldn't feel invisible. We're not invisible, and we should be able to be out there with everybody else. And I really hope that the opportunity that I've had, and the wonderful people who've believed in me. I mean, since Chris took that photograph of me, I was approached after that by a lovely girl called Amy Anderson, who's behind a beautiful Irish brand called Kindred of Ireland.
Yes.
And she asked me to do a photo shoot for her. She'd never met me. She only saw the photograph on Instagram, and yet she believed in me. And it was wonderful to be, you know, representing and wearing her fabulous clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
modeling, you say.
Modeling agency. Yeah.
Not wearing, modeling the clothes, yes.
Modeling, oh my goodness, modeling. And the ACA model agency, they contacted me and signed me up. And I've had an absolute ball. I can't tell you how much joy I've had and how much fun I've had. And I really hope that my story and the opportunity that came my way has inspired other people. And I think my message, particularly to older women, would be just get out there and do it. You know, things happen, unexpected things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if opportunities come your way, grab them. I often say to my girls, opportunities come to pass, not to pause. So you've got to grab them and make the most of them. And I would encourage everyone to do that, because it's amazing the new friends you can make, just the new excitement that can come into your life.
Oh,
and hopefully, and not just what comes to you, but what you can give to other people. And I think that's just so important. And if I've got nothing else from this experience over the last 6 months, it's been the joy that I know I've given to the people who've come up and spoken to me.
Yeah, you've done a marvellous job, Anne Flanagan. Thank you so much. And thanks for chatting to us today, and enjoy your modelling life.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. We have to go
Bye-bye.
To a break.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.